Rusty Quill presents.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And what will you find?
Want is a bug underneath the boot of fate. You have been chosen to take part in a miracle. We are facing the infinite.
I'm going home.
Hold your position, Agent.
Why do you have a gun?
I told you I would handle any aggression.
Eve, what the hell are you doing?
Big death. The path leads through this point tonight. The death it foretold is yours. I will draw the operator. And when it comes to collect your soul, I will be waiting. Thank you, Trevor.
I have a last request.
You're just postponing the inevitable.
You know how the operator works. If it is here for me, it won't leave before I'm dead. Now or later, you'll get your shot.
Go on.
I want to know why you're hunting the operator.
You want a story. Now.
I told you why I hunt my monsters. If I'm going to die for this question, I'd like to know the answer.
That's fair.
If it shows up, hunt it. If it hasn't, by the time your story is over, then you draw it here. But no Cliff's Notes. Tell me exactly why I'm going to die so you can hunt your monsters.
Agreed. Kids love recklessly and hard. But the ones that come to me, they love ferociously. Andrew loved scary stories. I must have read him every monster story ever written.
Are the monsters real?
He asked me one night. No, sweetie, I said. Monsters are just make-believe.
That's sad.
Why?
Because monsters are like magic. I want a real monster story.
He watched every one of those shows where they look for Bigfoot. I read him stories of the Mothman, Slenderman, Yeti.
I want a real monster. Don't you know any real monsters?
I figured, why not? Make up a story for the kid, tell him it's real. So I tried. There once was a little boy who was afraid of thunderstorms. He would hide under his covers and wouldn't come out until the lightning stopped, the last thunder disappeared, and the storm was over. One night, there was a big storm, the biggest he'd ever seen. He huddled under his bed sheets, safe in his little cave. But the thunder got louder and louder. The the lightning brighter and brighter. Under the covers, the boy hid, waiting for the storm to pass. His cave got hotter, warmed by his panting breath. The air grew hot and thick. The little boy couldn't breathe. Finally, he threw off the covers and leapt out of bed. Lightning flashed, and in that instant, time froze. His yellow stuffed dinosaur, his bright blue bedsheets with moons and stars, all of the toys and clothes that filled the room with color had been colored pure white in the lightning. Long and thin against the wall, behind the shadows, something moved. Spindly arms reached for the boy, tendrils of light winding through his chubby fingers. The boy took the thing's hand and followed it behind the shadows, never to be seen again. I didn't think much of it, but Andrew loved that story. He wanted it over and over. Every time it stormed, he wanted the Shadow Man story. One night, after telling it, I asked him why he loved the story so much.
Because it's real.
Is it?
The Shadow Man says so.
The Shadow Man?
He says he'll take me for a walk behind the shadows sometime. Then we can go to his house.
Where does the Shadow Man live?
His house is on the moon. He says I can come and play when I'm not sick anymore.
Andrew.
He says you can come too.
Andrew, you know I made that story up, right? The Shadow Man isn't real.
Just because you made it up doesn't mean it isn't real.
Then lightning struck, and I saw it. From behind the shadow of the respirators, it slithered. Tall and thin, radiating a pale light, its face like a sickle. I swung and kicked and yelled. I tried to keep it from Andrew, but it was like I couldn't touch it. Like it couldn't hear me. It reached for Andrew and took his hand.
It's okay, Evie. He's going to show me his house.
I didn't know what to do. I just knew that I didn't want Andrew to go. So I did the first thing I thought of, the thing that always made me feel better when I was scared. And for the first time, the thing noticed me. Its scythe face turned to look. Its gaze felt like a fist reaching inside and slowly twisting my guts. Then I was sitting in the room next to Andrew, and he was gone. One after another, the children came to me and it took them. The operator. One after another, it takes them all. Tonight it ends. I am going to destroy the operator. I will give the world my gift. No more death. No more lost children. I will be the mother of a world without death. And you will be the father. Goodbye, Trevor. Do you hear it?
I hear it. The light.
So much light.
What did I tell you?
It's real. It must be 12 feet tall.
A miracle.
I didn't think it would be so beautiful.
It's come for you, Trevor. Now do you believe?
I do.
Thank you for this.
Fuck!
I have to...
Stop!
I can't!
You can! You don't have to do anything! Christ, my arm!
Oh, I'm so close!
It is a miracle. You were right, Eve. You were right about everything. Just put the gun down. Killing me won't end death. It will just add another. It's not the way you wanted, but you have given the world a tremendous gift. The monsters are real. Maybe the gods are, too.
This isn't the end of my path.
Where are you going? Eve! Wait! Eve, where are you going? Shit! Eve! Oh, God.
I'm shot. Please, somebody, help me.
Oh, God damn it, Eve. Where are you?
Whoa.
Can you hear me? God damn it, she took the light. Where are you? I'm coming. Take it, you're the one that shot me.
You're not the... what I was aiming at.
Oh, well, that's comforting.
Where are you hit?
One in the leg and... one in the breadbasket.
Okay. Keep pressure on the wounds. We need to get some help. You're gonna be fine.
Guess I should have been wearing my orange.
What are you wearing? You look like...
Murfod, I heard. It was kind of a joke.
I saw a light.
You blew it half to hell along with a good portion of my lower intestine.
No, that's why I shot. I thought you were the...
What?
A deer.
Oh, which one? Rudolph?
It's a long story.
Tilting at windmills. I've heard it.
You are remarkably calm for a dying man.
I've always known when it's time. I expect you will, too.
Shit, I can't get a cell signal.
It doesn't matter. We'll be over the rainbow soon. No place like home.
No, don't fade on me, old man. Okay, keep talking.
Eve. Trevor. Hey. The gang's all here. I see you followed the deer trail after all.
What?
You know what made it.
Al? Mad Al, is that you?
Not exactly.
Trevor, help him keep pressure on the wound.
What the hell are you doing out here, you crazy bastard? Jesus, the blood.
Yeah, dramatic, isn't it?
Keep him talking. What's your name?
Eve, this is Mad Al.
Well, is
he bleeding out?
Shit, Trevor, I can't get a signal. Give me your phone. Keep pressure on the wounds or we'll lose him.
Yeah, I'm trying, but I've only got one arm thanks to you.
Do your best.
Oh, Trevor, you're shot too. My, she's prolific tonight.
Just grazed. I'll be okay. You need medical attention.
Nonsense. That'll need stitches and a sling. We'll take care of it afterward.
Al, just take it easy.
Trevor, remember what I told you?
Just focus on breathing.
There is a plan. Take comfort in that. Don't despair. There is a plan.
Al, I... What?
I'm sorry we had to meet like this, Trevor.
Just keep pressure. Keep him talking.
This isn't exactly how I'd imagined it, but it's what had to happen.
Al, you know me.
He's delirious. Just keep him talking.
Tell me more about the Alba Twitch, Al.
I'm not delirious. I'm improvising. I told you I would be in town soon.
You were...
investigating, and so I have. I can't wait to tell you about my findings.
Al, are you...
I think we can drop the facade now, Trevor. Just call me Thomas.
What did he say?
He thinks he's Thomas Ott.
Although I'm ready to abdicate that role now.
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes some.
No signal on yours either. I'll stay with him. You go for help.
Are you kidding me? I'm shot too, in case you forgot. You go.
I can't leave.
Why?
You know why.
God damn it, Eve. Your monster isn't real. It never was. Look at us.
You saw it.
I saw lights and shadows. You had a gun to my head. I wasn't exactly thinking clearly. Now go get help before it's too late.
We all shed this meat cocoon at some point. Nothing special about that. I know it's been difficult, but I do hope you've taken some comfort in the plan, Trevor. Especially in light of Evan.
Wait, Al, how do you know about Evan? I only told Eve
and Thomas Ott. A pleasure to officially meet you, Trevor.
Thomas, it's really you.
For another moment, anyhow.
But Al...
Mad Al helped me keep an eye on things. Plus, he was fun to play.
I am very confused.
It will all make sense to you soon. Now listen, both of you, after I die, I want you to leave me. You will know what to do next.
But...
No buts, do you understand me?
I can't leave you here.
You can and you will. Think of it as a last request. Now promise me.
Thomas.
Promise me.
I promise.
Trevor?
I promise. I don't like it, but I promise.
Thank you.
For what it's worth, Dr. Ott, your work was very important to me. I never wanted this.
How do you put it? Want is a bug under the boot of fate.
Thomas, I...
Just heading home for a while. My house is on the moon. You should come and play sometime when you're not sick anymore.
The moon house.
We're losing him.
It's time.
Eve, what are you...
It's very nice. Thank you, Agent Fallon.
Thomas, I'm sorry. Killed Dr. Ott.
I just sent him on his way.
He's dead because you shot him twice.
We still have work to do, Agent Barnes.
Eve, the game is over. A man is dead because of us.
We should honor his last request. We have to leave him.
This man was my friend. A mentor. Smart. Controversial. Reclusive. Lonely, maybe. The first time we spoke, I was lost. Alone and searching, didn't know a flap from an invasion. Thomas was already a legend in his world, but he treated me like an equal. First time we met, I killed him horribly. What a eulogy.
It was the truth. That's good enough.
Thanks.
He said we'd know what to do.
What?
What else?
Thomas is gone, Eve.
Thomas is...
He's the only thing out here beside us.
For now, yes. I need to draw the operator back.
No more monsters. We followed that path and it led to an innocent man's death.
This isn't over.
It is for me. I'm going home.
We're going back to the clearing.
Are you really going to pull that gun on me again?
Thomas's death is deeply sad. I regret it. You still have a purpose to fulfill. Now move.
Eve, the operator is not real. If it was, it'd be here for Thomas.
Thomas is not the one he came for. Your sacrifice will draw the operator as it did before.
Eve.
I love you, Trevor. I really do. I couldn't have made it this far without you. There is a plan.
And a hell of a plan it is. Have you gone completely mad?
You're still with me?
A gun in the back will do that.
We saw a miracle together.
I thought it was a miracle too, Eve, but it wasn't. It was just a terrible accident.
A man died, yes.
in the service of a higher calling.
And that makes it okay?
It makes it a worthy death. An honor most of us never earn. One you will be receiving soon. I'll bury Thomas. You will be the father of a new world. Take comfort in that.
Stand by for Protocol 4. Are you certain she is ready? Copy that. Persona is fully engaged. Leave the comm channels open. I think you will be pleased. Begin reintegration. I will give you as long as I can. Initiate Protocol 4 in 3, 2, 1...
You've been listening to Cryptids on your chosen podcast platform. Cryptids is created by Alexander V. Thompson. Starring Mariana McClellan, Alexander V. Thompson, William McNulty, Jenna Krasowski, and Logan Preston Hale. Written by Alexander V. Thompson. Directed by Devin Shepard. Produced by Nora Unkle, Devin Shepard, and Gabriel Rosenstein. Sound design by Gina Zadanowitz. Theme song, Joanna, by Mary Esther Carter. Cryptids is a production of Wild Obscura Films. Thank you for listening. If you liked our program, please rate and subscribe to help other listeners find their path to uncovering the mystery. And as always, I bid you, eyes to the skies. Good night.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.